Welcome to Real Talk About Real Estate.
What is it with men and asking for directions?
A weekly conversation about buying, building, listing, and financing real estate.
Let's catch up, huh?
Yeah, let's catch up. I got a real estate deal.
I'm taking through a final walkthrough, you know.
Okay.
Brought to you by Union Home Mortgage on Niles Road, across from Nye's Apple Barn in St. Joseph.
Delighted to meet you. Overjoyed, enraptured, entranced. Are we ready? Yes. Good.
Union Home Mortgage Corp., NMLS, number 2229, an equal housing lender.
I've been in this house before. I know the lady who owns it.
I liked her. She gave me a real good deal for the summer.
Questions can be sent to John R. Wallace at unionhomemortgage.com. Now, here's your host, John Wallace.
Welcome back to Real Talk About Real Estate. First Thursday in October, I'm John Wallace with Jason Sutton, the mayor, longtime resident of Southwest Michigan, a graduate of Western Michigan. He's a Bronco. Lives in the country just outside of Bridgman, mostly found in the shops and restaurants in the Sawyer area. His interests include working out, hosting trivia, drinking occasional wine and beer, spending time with the dog Peyton, as in Walter Peyton. And, of course, the big news today, this week, anyways, is Trubisky going to start for the Bears. I bet that makes you happy since they're 0-3.
Is it official news?
It's official news.
That's all I care about. I mean, they're so bad. You know, when you follow a team for so long, they're so bad. When you have just a glimmer of light, you want it to shine, you know?
Yeah.
So, put them in.
Yeah. Well, as a Lions fan, I completely understand.
Oh, and, what a great team
in
they
Cleveland for corporate training and things this week, and Cleveland fans are not, you know.
No.
But they got a basketball team and a baseball team doing just fine. So
yeah, they're doing fine.
Their football team, not so much. Man, there's another interest of yours in here that you're not talking about. You do some drone flying and some video work?
Oh, I do. I do. I've been actually recently going over footage that I've been flying just locally in the area. And it's been fun. It's fun to look at stuff from a different perspective, like this perspective of a bird, actually. And
yeah.
It's beautiful. Our countryside here, this area, is just magnificent. I spent a day out at the Round Barn Winery.
Nice.
And was flying around there and just looking, you know, flying through the trees and through the vineyards and over all the people. And it's gorgeous. It's just, this countryside is just amazing. I was telling somebody today on the phone, they were talking about moving from Texas.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, it's cold up there, but we want to see something different than flat land. I said, well, you're
in floods.
You're coming. Yeah, you're in floods. And I said, you're coming to the right place because it's just gorgeous here. One second you're on a lake and it's pristine and beautiful sand and these beautiful dunes. And then the next minute you're in a bunch of trees or you're in a vineyard or you're in an orchard or something. And it's just magnificent. It's a wonderful spot.
And not far away, you can find massive, beautiful forests and inland lakes, as well as the big lake. We had relatives in from California who are from here and graduated from St. Joe, for instance, but now live in Northern California, and they were in town over the weekend. And Sunday night, we were down at Lions Park, and I don't know that I have ever seen Lake Michigan be that calm and pristine. And the sunset was just gorgeous. I got a couple of pictures on Facebook. You can go find if you want.
It was so beautiful last week on Tuesday when it was 90 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
I was in the water for 4 hours. And we're talking about September. I mean, people don't really get to appreciate this. You know, the tourism industry kind of fades away in September. You know, they come back on the weekends. But during the week, it's gorgeous here still.
Yeah.
You know, just people, if you're around here and you're living in the area, just take some time out and enjoy it because it's magical. It really is.
Call in sick on Friday.
Don't tell your boss I told you to do that.
No, by the way, Jason's got over 20 sales in the past year, 4 or 5 listings out currently. Cell phone is 269-326-2473, and his email is jasonsutton@atproperties.com. I didn't mention earlier that you're with At Properties, which is the number one broker in Southwest Michigan. Last year, it was number 2 in overall sales, number 1 in terms of high dollar homes and lakefront properties right. this year, now number one overall.
Yeah.
That's a nice accomplishment.
We've grown quite a bit and had a lot of wonderful agents join our team, and it has been it's been wonderful for our company. But you know, just the service that I feel like we provide is very, very good. So
the flyers, the books, if you will, on the production quality of what you put out whenever somebody lists with you is amazing. So if you want Jason to list your house, because it is still a hot moving market, especially if your house is in good shape, 269-326-2473 is his phone number. His email is Jason Sutton, S-U-T-T-O-N, at atproperties.com. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Talk About Real Estate, brought to you by Union Home Mortgage on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
When we were shopping for a home, we really wanted somebody who would be available for us. We both work full-time. We have three kids. We needed somebody that would be available when we were available.
Our schedule is crazy, too. It's really hard to find someone that can fit that schedule.
I was really impressed with Union Home Mortgage because we didn't have to worry about somebody not calling us back.
We didn't know anything about it going in, and they were just completely helpful.
And I really appreciated that they didn't try to sell us anything.
Union Home Mortgage in St. Joe is a national mortgage lender that delivers on our promises. Nationally, we average less than 21 days from complete application to closing on your new home. Conventional Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, Veterans VA loans, FHA and rural development, as well as construction and rehab mortgages. All Union Home loan officers are federally and state licensed with continuing education required. You won't find that level of training anywhere else in Southwest Michigan. Union Home Mortgage Corp, NMLS 2229, an equal housing lender. Find us online at unionhomemortgage.com. When you're buying a home, think Union Home Mortgage, right here in Southwest Michigan.
You're listening to Real Talk About Real Estate, brought to you by Union Home Mortgage on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Welcome back to Real Talk About Real Estate tonight. Jason Sutton, the mayor with At Properties in the studio with us. His email is jasonsutton@atproperties.com, cell phone 269-326-2473. You just recently had a wonderful sale in the Fair Plain area off of Nickerson on Linda Lane.
And Linda, nice and quiet street.
Tell me about that, because it's the property values there. I mean, it's one of the lowest tax bases in the region for property taxes.
Sure.
It's $168,000 sold for?
Yeah, so the Linda Lane streets are right off Kublik there, too. Kublik was building. He's a builder back in the years. He used to build all those homes. And we're talking about mid-century ranches, you know, brick ranches, beautiful homes built late 60s, early 70s. And this is one of those. It was a nice lot. It was 0.9 acres, so almost a full acre. Had three bedroom, one full bath, and then two full baths and a half bath. But the people had purchased the home, had redone the home, and just remodeled it beautifully. Spent a lot of time doing all the real details of making handcrafted vanities and, you know, nice built-ins in the kitchen. Just did an excellent job redoing the home. You don't get a whole lot of homes that are done by a professional craftsman. You do, you know, you get a lot of homes, I feel like, that people are doing the work themselves, which are still done nice for the most part, but somebody to take the time to really everything, like to a T, done very well. So, and it was 1,700 square feet. So it was a big house, had a nice big basement, had a family room with the fireplace, and just a gorgeous home.
And you can go out and find, if you Google the address, 2223 Linda Lane in Benton Harbor, you know, some of the things that pop up on that Google search is the before pictures when it was listed in the 80s. You know, however long ago that was.
Sure.
And then
today's.
But then you can find, the current listing and the fact that it sold for $168,000, which is still less than $100 a square foot.
Right, right.
But the pictures are the painting of the bricks from that old faded yellow into, is it a blue or a gray? I can't tell.
It's a gray. It's a nice gray.
With burgundy shutters. And then you start walking through the pictures and go, oh my. It looks like a brand new, immaculate, and done well in terms of remodeling the interior.
Yeah.
This is not, we're not talking about fuchsia walls.
No,
and some,
no.
You know, nice, beautiful wood floors.
You know, one of the things people know, I think, by watching, you know, HGTV and stuff, they know that if you, you know, the house is painted with gray and the trim's nice and white and bright and the wood's got good color, that stuff really pops for people, you know? You don't need all these crazy colors in a home. When you're trying to sell it, you want it to be neutral so people can envision what they want to do with
right.
the home.
Well, and if it's if you're using some pastels and not some wear-off pastels, but, you know, because there's some blues in here, there's some light blues, if you will, and some grays, some beiges, and some
yeah.
and a lot of whites to go with. And the wood floors are different colors in different rooms, which adds some variety. But no matter what furniture I have and stuff, it will, you know, it'll blend in. And
sure.
I don't have to go, oh, I got to paint this as soon as I get in.
Yeah.
Beautiful French doors going out into the backyard with the shed. You said we were talking beforehand off air, he made these kitchen cabinets?
Not the kitchen cabinets, the vanities in the bathroom.
The vanities in the bathroom.
So he built those from scratch. And if you look at them, they're gorgeous. Actually, it's not the shiplap that's on the wall, which has been very popular to put in bathrooms. Thanks to Chip and Joanna, it is
who are retiring, right?
Yeah, they're done. Maybe they should offer him a job as a show host. But he made that by hand. You know, he didn't go and buy shiplap. He made his own shiplap.
Wow!
And that's like it's a totally different feel when you look at this stuff. You know, those vanities are very solid, gorgeous pieces that he built. Even the archways in the in the family room, in the living room, like area with the fireplace. He had built those archways.
And
they were
the
just regular
bookcases on either side of the fireplace.
Yeah, they were built in, like, already, I don't know what you call them, just shelves. They weren't really even bookcases, but maybe back in the day they considered them bookcases. But they had he'd take these built-ins and he created this archway with them, and he poured a cement hearth. He did all this himself and refaced the whole fireplace, and it's gorgeous.
Yeah. Again, you have to go out to just Google 2223 Linda Lane in Benton Harbor and take a look at these pictures, because it also shows you, you know, what is possible. There's a lot of inventory out in the market that is not anywhere near up to this quality
exactly.
Look. And if you're a first time home buyer and buying something that's on the lower side affordable, knowing that this you can do this kind of work, most of us may not be able to do ourselves,
sure,
but
sure.
You know, the cleaning up, the painting, some new wood floors here and there as you have time and allows, that kind of, because again, I think it sold for 86 previously, and they put about 25 into it, so now you're around 110 that they have it, and they sold it for 168. That's a considerable growth in value. And one of the things I like best about it is you're seeing Benton Harbor property sell for $170,000 in the Fairplane area, not something that's off by Edgewater. Or,
you know, you'd be surprised what you can do with $30,000 in a home. I mean, you really can almost gut a whole home.
Yeah.
You know, not, you know, tear out all the walls, but get rid of the whole kitchen and bathrooms. And if you do it conservatively, it's not like he didn't go cheap on it. He did it conservatively. He bought Whirlpool appliances, you know, mm-hmm. Which he gets a discount on. And some people, if you know someone, they get a discount on it. That can help out.
Well, and lately, once a year, they have that big warehouse sale.
Yeah, exactly. So you can find really good deals on appliances, that, you know, for redoing a house here. You know, he bought those, got a good price on them, went through and built the vanities. Instead of buying a vanity for, you know, $700, $800, you know, mm-hmm. or $1,000, he built it by hand. So he just spent the time, bought some wood, and created this beautiful vanity. And I think a lot of people can do a lot of this stuff if they just spent the time.
Well, and not only that, it's probably really good for your soul, too. That stress relieving, working with the wood and working with your hands is part of what we were all at one point in time. we all made our living
yeah.
with our hands.
That's right. So, I mean,
my brain just went someplace strange. We won't go there. So, again, then go look at the pictures, the before and afters. 2223 Linda Lane. So, is he off to another property that they're going to do this to again?
We are currently looking for a home for him that's a little larger so his family can he can redo that one and his family can move into it.
There you go.
And then actually the house that they're living in now, because they are having another baby, they'll probably list that eventually.
Congratulations.
Yeah, yeah. That's
what I said. If you know who you are, hope for a smooth, quick delivery, as it were, and healthy mom, funny. And healthy baby, and a baby that sleeps through the night when he, she.
That's what everybody always wants, right?
Gets here as well.
We just like rest.
Well, whether you're looking for something that's ready to move into now or that you can do some work with, Jason's cell phone is 269-326-2473. The email is jasonsutton@atproperties.com. And if you Google Jason Sutton Realtor, well, if they Google Jason Sutton the mayor, what comes up?
I haven't tried. Probably that. But if you go to jasonsuttonrealtor.com, it'll take you to my listing page and at properties, and you'll see everything there.
Excellent. We'll be right back and talk about a great listing in New Buffalo that Jason has next on Real Talk About Real Estate.
You're listening to Real Talk About Real Estate, brought to you by Union Home Mortgage on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Welcome back to Real Talk About Real Estate. Tonight, Jason Sutton, the mayor, with Ant Properties in the studio with us. Cell phone number 269-326-2473. Website, jasonsuttonrealtor.com. Did I get that right?
That's right.
Email is easy, jasonsutton@atproperties.com. Let's talk first about you. Do you have a new listing coming up? It's not really on the system yet. You just got under contract in Three Oaks?
I mean, it's not a new listing. And just I was just telling you about, you know, the trend. For some reason, there was a trend of putting carpet over wood floors.
Yes.
This house in Three Oaks, a beautiful house, carpet in the kitchen, carpet in the bathroom, carpet over all this wood floor in the house, and it's really gorgeous. I mean, it's, I don't know why anybody would ever carpet over wood floor, but they did.
In the 70s, or I don't know when it was, but
they did.
Because we've had a couple of houses where they had, you know,
yeah,
that's what folks had done.
That happens. And when you find those...
Carpet advertisers.
They got them. The guy out of Chicago... 588-2300-EMPIRE.
Yeah, that was what I was trying to get the numbers right in my head. 588-2300-EMPIRE. We'll drive anywhere.
That's it. They will drive everywhere. They probably drove all over Three Oaks and New Buffalo in those areas and carpeted over wood floors.
Absolutely. Well, that's what the customer wants, you know.
Yeah, so. It's great. So, that was under contract, but not one of my listings.
But it's under contract.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. It's more important that the people that are getting in the home are getting the home. They're local. And
getting the home they want.
That's it.
Yeah.
You call me the mayor. I like to say that I'm a homegrown realtor now, mm-hmm. Because I'm from here. And that's what I like to do is I like to help people locally get in houses before someone from the Chicago market nabs it up. Because once it's on, the internet for 4 days, somebody from across the pond is calling about it. And that's just the reality of it. So if I can get someone local in the house and help them build and keep the community solid, that's mm-hmm. like my main goal.
Yeah.
So
you've got one in Sawyer that slightly fits that. I mean, for instance, if I like to hunt, if I got toys, I like to snowmobile.
Yeah.
The address is 4277 Sawyer Road.
That's
149
right.
is the listing price, so very affordable.
That's right.
Full acre, 3 bedrooms, 1 bath, 1,320 square feet.
Yeah.
Looks beautiful on the inside, and there's a barn, storage barn.
Yeah.
Out on the property.
So, I mean, again, this is one that's got carpet in there. You need to tear the carpet out and do a little painting, but it's not something that needs like a huge, restructuring. It's got the bedrooms, it's got a bathroom. You said it right there, though. It's got the barn out in the back. A pole barn for your extra toys, for your four-wheelers or for your boat. And then it's got a 2-car garage. It's detached. So, and it happens to sit off Sawyer Road, which is 2 miles, a mile and a half from downtown Sawyer, where you get the breweries and stuff, and just a few miles from downtown Bridgman. So it's located in a great area, not far from the lake. An acre of land. A lot of people like to have an acre.
Yeah.
And this is all
not
yard.
Much.
Not too much.
Little.
Exactly. So just enough to mow.
I love this cedar paneling. I mean, maybe it's not cedar, but room.
Oh, on the inside. Yeah. So actually my home looked like that, but I went through and I painted all that white.
Yeah.
And it gave it this whole new cottage feel. And I Airbnb out my place every weekend.
Do you really?
Yeah. It's been a very lucrative business. It's been excellent. And people love, there's not a whole lot of hotels out here to stay in. So, and when they are, they're full. So, and some people like to have a little more room than a hotel. So they rent out my place on the weekends.
Well,
so
it also gives you more feel of Southwest Michigan.
Absolutely.
Sitting on the top of a hotel.
That's
room.
Right. So, but you're right. Those panels, those like cedar panels that are there, it looks great. It looks almost lodgy. Mm-hmm. If you paint them white, you get the cottage look. So with just a little bit of love on the house, I think it could be a really quality home for somebody.
Yeah. And again, the listing price is only $149,000, because if that work had already been done, we'd be considerably
for sure.
higher than that.
Yeah. And that's, so when you talk about investments in the Linda Lane house, like when you invest, you know, $10,000-$15,000 into a home and you do some upgrades and do some touch-ups, that house, the exterior is excellent, the roof's excellent. So when you do that kind of work, you put the money in there, you do that kind of work, you really can turn a nice profit in Sawyer. You know, that house, if it was done up, you're looking at $225,000. You're looking at a different
right.
story.
Right.
So
let's go just slightly farther south than that and jump down to New Buffalo. This one's within walking distance of almost
everything. Yeah.
205 South Whitaker Street, 2,100 square feet,
right.
8,700 square foot lot, one full bath, two half baths, three bedrooms,
yeah.
$299,000, and still competitively priced at that.
Yeah, so we're talking about New Buffalo, so you got a lot of vacation rentals there and a lot of higher-end property.
Mm-hmm.
You are walking distance. You know, you're a block away from Beer Church that's there. You are, a block away from downtown. And so these people can walk downtown and get there in no time, you know, whether they're renting it or whether you're staying it. I look at it, I try to tell people to make a good income property.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's got a pool there. It's very good for entertaining. Three bedrooms, three baths is nice space. It's got beautiful wood floors in it. It's got a nice garage in it. I mean, it's a nice little property.
The deck, nice deck, very large deck out back.
So it's got a lot of entertaining space. The kitchen's nice and cute and updated. You know, I think the wood floors are like a major feature for me. You know, I love seeing wood throughout a house. And again, we're in this mid-century brick home. It's a beautiful, spacious, open, and very comfortable rooms and everything. So.
Yeah. Outdoor in-ground pool, as well as the beautiful deck, two-car attached garage, central air as well.
Yep.
Just some gorgeous pictures out on the website. And again, you can find the house. What did I do with the address? I just had it here.
It is 205.
205 South Whitaker Street. Whitaker. Listing price again, $299,000.
Right.
Three bedrooms, one full bath, two half baths to go with a full bath. That's a unique kind of feature.
Yeah, I mean, to have those extra bathrooms in there, it's kind of nice.
Yeah.
You know, it's always good, you know, somebody's in the shower and you need to go, there's another bathroom there. So,
and if you're entertaining, there's room for more than one person to get to get in as well. If you want to see the house, call Jason, 269-326-2473. Email is Jason Sutton at atproperties.com, and his website is jasonsuttonrealtor.com. Anything else you want to say about this house? Beautiful brick.
No, beautiful, beautiful brick. Beautiful location. If you're looking for a property that's an investment property in New Buffalo, I think this is a great deal.
205 South Whitaker Street is the address. It's listed for $299,000. We'll be right back on Real Talk About Real Estate.
You're listening to Real Talk About Real Estate, brought to you by Union Home Mortgage on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
When we were shopping for a home, we really wanted somebody who would be available for us. We both work full-time. We have three kids. We needed somebody that would be available when we were available.
Our schedule is crazy, too. It's really hard to find someone that can fit that schedule.
I was really impressed with Union Home Mortgage because we didn't have to worry about somebody not calling us back.
We didn't know anything about it going in, and they were just completely helpful.
And I really appreciated that they didn't try to sell us anything.
Union Home Mortgage in St. Joe is a national mortgage lender that delivers on our promises. Nationally, we average less than 21 days from complete application to closing on your new home. Conventional Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, Veterans VA loans, FHA and Rural Development, as well as construction and rehab mortgages. All Union Home loan officers are federally and state licensed with continuing education required. You won't find that level of training anywhere else in Southwest Michigan. Union Home Mortgage Corp, NMLS 2229, an equal housing lender. Find us online at unionhomemortgage.com. When you're buying a home, think Union Home Mortgage, right here in Southwest Michigan.
You're listening to Real Talk About Real Estate, brought to you by Union Home Mortgage on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Welcome back to Real Talk About Real Estate. Homegrown realtor Jason Sutton in the studios with us tonight with At Properties, who's the number one broker in Southwest Michigan. Jason's cell phone is 269-326-2473. Email Jason Sutton at atproperties.com. And the website is jasonsuttonrealtor.com. You've had a really good year overall.
I've had a great year. It's been wonderful helping people get in homes.
Yeah.
And I take a lot of joy in that. And I don't, maybe it's because I'm new to the business. You know, I've been in the business for 2 years, you know, yeah. But I take a lot of joy in putting somebody into a home, especially a first home buyer, somebody that I can serve in a way to get them into a house that they never thought was even possible. You know, I still go back to, you know, this couple that they're living in a trailer park, and we talk about this all the time. Mm-hmm. They were spending about $1,050 a month, and I put them into a home for $825 a month.
Right. So you come out of a trailer park.
Yeah.
And nothing against that if that's where somebody needs to be. But there's a big difference between I'm living in a trailer park or a trailer in a park.
Yeah.
And paying somebody else's mortgage, because that's what rent is. I'm paying somebody else's mortgage to not, you know, you saved them over $200 a month.
And he texts me all the time. He's like, you've made a huge difference in my family's life. Like that, to me, over mm-hmm. everything is like the greatest thing. And that's what I really take a lot of joy in. I take a lot of pride in that.
Yeah.
So it's good.
I have one of those right now, too. It's a family of seven. Been living in the same trailer park in Waterville Elite for 2 years and going to buy their first house.
It's awesome. You
know? So it's very exciting.
Yeah, they call the American dream, you know, owning a piece of property, owning a home. And it really is for a lot of people, you know.
Well, so. my wife and I have been looking. We live in South St. Joe. And still finishing up that work that we need to do on the house to push it into that 200-plus range for what we bought it for in 2009. There's still some improvements going on there as time allows. And more importantly, maybe money allows.
Yeah.
But we have started spending more time. The youngest is going to SMC, so he's into Wajak. We're making that drive quite a bit, running down through Eau Claire, off through Berrien Springs.
Sure.
And she and I love running down to the Sawyer Garden Center and Sawyer, New Buffalo, Pier. Yeah. And we've started to go, well, you know, maybe we really want something with a little acreage and a little quiet where the neighbors, they can't hear us when we start to turn Aerosmith up too loud. Or they don't care.
Yeah, that's kind of a joy of being on, you know, my house is on 1.3 acres, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, my neighbor's house is not too far away, but it's still far enough away where I can rock out if I want to.
Yeah,
I can
just got a sound bar for your TV.
Yeah, I did. I did. I was just telling you that I couldn't afford the Bose one, but I just couldn't justify buying it, you know, when I never watch TV.
But that makes you a smart investor and a smart manager of your assets.
Well, I try to be, but I did buy the nice Sony one, and it does sound fantastic. So I can't wait to spend some more Sundays watching football.
Yeah.
Watching that. So
are you seeing a fair amount of folks who they really want to get into a house? The inventory, of course, is still very tight for decent folks who've been pre-qualified.
Yeah. And
fully pre-approved, as it were, the difference between the two. I have clients who've making offers on their sixth or seventh house because for whatever reason, you can go, well, it's not meant to be. Yeah. Well,
yeah.
Maybe you just underbid or you are still trying to find that next house. But I'm also seeing a lot of folks who are starting to come out because rents are jumping up so high and continue to climb. They go, you know, I might as well own a house, but a little more time, a little more work and effort to get for those kind of buyers that I'm seeing to be ready to actually be able to buy a house.
Sure. So one of the things that these investors that are buying properties, the way they look at it, if I buy a house for $85,000, just for mm-hmm. example, and I'm going to rent it out, it's a two-bedroom house. If I'm going to buy a house for $85,000, I have to get $850 a month to make it profitable.
Right.
Now, their notes may not be nearly as high on that. You know, they may borrow at a smaller, maybe they borrowed $50,000, but they're still paying.
So their payment's $300 a month.
Yeah, but because they're buying, it's not their primary mortgage, they don't get the same rate that everyone else does. You know, they get a higher lending fee. It's like 5% or so. So it's not, you know,
it's
crazy
still not
money.
Bad.
It's still free money. It's like my parents say it's free money. My grandparents say it's really free. You know, so they're paying a little higher percentage. So they want to get that $850, you know, but $850 for a two-bedroom place. I mean, some people can buy a home for that. You know, somebody can get into a house or a three-bedroom house, you know, for $110,000. You know, they can get into a nice little place. So I'm finding those people that are kind of like, well, I don't want to pay this much in rent and not own. And that's good. I mean, because people should own a home if they can. It's going to help them in the long run financially, help set them up for just a lot of things. You're building equity into your life, you know. You're not paying someone else's mortgage, which is always a good thing.
Yeah.
You know,
And there's all kinds of statistics that families that own their own home, crime rates go down, drug use goes down, teen pregnancy goes down.
Absolutely.
The family becomes more stable. Now, that's not somebody who's going into payment shock. You know, I'm paying $500 a month rent, and now my payment's $1,200 a month on the house. That leads to problems.
You can't do that.
No, you got to go the other way. But again, and some of those, when we run into that, let's go 60 to 100 range for the for the price. If I haven't got my down payment saved up, you know, and I have to go rural development or FHA, some of those houses need improvements to pass the inspection. So you're better off, you know, if you can save up your 5% down, or depending on income level, 3% down for Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac these days, then you can get into that house that's affordable. And again, as we were talking about previously, take your time and your money, slowly go room to room.
Exactly.
Making the improvements that need to be made.
Do one project at a time.
Yeah.
Don't
try
like
and
to
do
say.
It all at once.
I've walked into too many homes where they try to do 15 different things and never got anything done, and therefore didn't build any equity into the home.
Right.
You know, if you're going to go in and you want to redo the bathroom, the kitchen, the laundry room, and, you know, do all the trim around the house, that's fine. You can do all those things, but do one at a time. You know, do the bathroom first. Then do all the trim in the house. Then do, you
save
know,
up some money and do the kitchen.
Do the kitchen. You know what I mean? You just got to take it one at a time. Otherwise, people, I think, get overwhelmed, and then they get sick of the home and they don't want to do anything. And they're like, let's just get out of here.
Yeah.
You know?
Or they're working so many hours for,
exactly.
you know, for whatever pay that by the time they get home, they're like, I can't do this anymore, honey. So,
yeah.
But that's, you know, that's sometimes where family comes in. And Kristen had knee surgery a few weeks back, and we have some landscaping that we need to do to help with grading on the house for rainstorms. So we paid her brother to come over and help wheelbarrow some of that dirt around to the back of the house, because right now she can't with till the knee.
Listen, I'm 100% all about, you know, finding help from other people also, because it's good. I had a friend who was locally, you know, he's traveling back, just visiting people, and he was here for a month and said, hey, you know any extra work? And I said, actually, my deck needs to be painted. I need to tear out this drop ceiling in my basement before I start the lighting that I'm going to do to my house, you know. And I need this other project done. So, you know, 3 days, he did all these projects. I didn't have to do them. It saved me a lot of time. And I got to pay somebody to do it. And it got done. So if you walk into my house now, you're like, oh, this deck looks really nice. And it's kind of like,
thank you. Let me tell you who did it.
I feel really good about that, you know. So it's okay to pay other people to do some projects around the house. It's, you know, the thing is getting them done, keeping up houses, you know. People that don't clean their gutters, I don't understand it.
Yeah.
There's got to be a local kid and climb the ladder and get up there and clean them out for you for $20-$30.
Right.
You know, and not that you want that. If you can't get up and do it, you can find someone then to do it.
Well,
and it's always good to keep up that kind of stuff.
Right. And at the same time, if the cash flow is such that I can't really pay somebody else to do it, well then how about you grab some friends? And one weekend they come over and we all have pizza and Diet Pop or whatever, and we do some projects around my house. And then the next weekend
we'll go do some projects at
Do some projects at your house.
Yeah.
And that relationship and friendship and trust.
I always think that's great when people can get together and do a project like that together. It builds community.
Yeah.
And B, it gets things done. I mean, we all know it's easier to work with somebody else and get something done than it is to just do the whole project by yourself. So
yeah. I know everybody in my office is going to gather together. It used to be called the United Way Day of Caring. Now I think it's the United Way Day of Action for Seniors.
Yeah.
You know, where we do that. We go out and clean spend the whole day, raking leaves, cleaning gutters, those kind of things.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up. My friend has been involved in what's called Harbor Country Mission in Sawyer.
Mm-hmm.
His name's Dave Hine. And he does a lot of things with just helping people, like a lot of times when people are moving, there's a clean out, I'll call him up, he'll move the stuff out. But he does a lot of help, like helping the elderly in the area and just doing projects like cleaning out gutters or painting a room with somebody that can't get that done. And it's great. And so he brings in volunteers to do that. It is a really cool thing. And it's in Harbor Country. It's really in the lower section of the county, but it is it's a joy to see something like that in the area. So when you said you're doing something like that with the United Way or other company, you know, other business, nonprofits
up
here.
Lots of folks who do it.
There's a lot of that are doing that. And if you need help, maybe just reach out sometime, you know, and give someone a call. Say, hey, you know, I need some help doing this. And there's nothing, no shame in that.
No, not at all.
So
everybody needs a hand at some point.
Exactly. So...
So Jason's, again, his cell phone is 269-326-2473. Whether you're shopping for a new house or a second home, or you want to get your house listed for sale, because, again, it is still, the rates are still highly competitive.
Yeah.
And on the long-term of scheme of things, very low. Can't quote specific kind of rates.
To, yeah, exactly. You know. As my grandpa likes to say,
illegal.
It's free money.
Yeah. So whether you want to list or you want to buy, Jason's, again, his cell phone is 269-326-2473. Website is jasonsuttonrealtor.com, Sutton, S-U-T-T-O-N. And email is jasonsutton@atproperties.com. Again, if you Google Jason Sutton Realtor, Jason will come up all over the place. So
there you go.
Hope you have a great fall, and we'll look forward to heading into 2018 is going to be a great year.
Yeah, thanks, John. Thanks for having me on. I think it's going to be a great year.
You've been listening to Real Talk About Real Estate, a weekly conversation about buying, building, listing, and financing homes in Southwest Michigan.
Satisfying a fundamental urge for a man to want his own roof and walls and fireplace.
Brought to you by Union Home Mortgage on Niles Road across from Nye's Apple Barn in St. Joseph. Questions and comments can be sent to John R. Wallace at UnionHomeMortgage.com.
Thank you. Goodbye now. Goodbye. Goodbye. Thank you. Goodbye.
Union Home Mortgage Corp. NMLS number 2229. An equal housing lender. Real talk about real estate. We'll be back next Thursday on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.